You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Every single day on the Brett Mega Show, we just add another person to the show.
That's right, baby.
Hannah and myself came back yesterday. Kevin and AB were off. Alex comes in on Thursday, so he's not back yet. So we're just going to keep adding people every single day.
It's the way to do it after a long vacation.
Yeah, so you had 2 weeks off and it wasn't enough for you, huh, Kevin?
No, not at all. No, but man, oh man, these road conditions, they're better. But when you have the long commute that I have and you realize that it's going to take you even over an hour, you don't really want to mess with black ice. You don't really want to mess with the possibility that things could really be bad. The good news is they're not terrible, better than they were yesterday.
And the area you live in is very hilly. I mean, yes. I went to his daughter's graduation party, Hannah, that you were not at, and you would know that the area is very hilly over there. So you could easily slide down. So it is like a dangerous commute and things like that.
Yeah, and they're off school again because of the side roads and because, you know, all the plowing has put all this snow on the sidewalks, and kids need to stand on the sidewalk to wait for buses. So it's what they call the AMI day, which is, you know, instead of like a snow day, they do virtual learning.
Are they doing virtual learning?
My niece and nephew don't have AMI. They've just been off school. They're going on like their third week of their holiday break
just
now.
Just keep it going.
Lucky dogs.
I feel like, no, I would just go back. Because if it gets, I hate those the worst feeling in the world.
They build in snow days for a reason. They're only on day three of snow day.
And do you get a couple where it doesn't extend the year?
Yeah, I think you get a couple, but not like weeks worth.
Right.
But
not
like
still
in the safe zone,
worth.
I believe.
I'll tell you right now, the worst feeling in this day is that, like, when you're like supposed to get off June 5th and they're like, well, you're going to get off June 8th because of the snow days. And oh man, those
I never actually got extended.
Really? We used to get extended
all the time.
I mean, I grew up in the Chicagoland area, so we get extended all the time because there's snow days. Yeah. So AB has already texted me, though, asking for a ride, guys.
Oh, really?
What?
She's like in panic mode. She's like, will you drive me to work tomorrow? Because she's supposed to get back from Atlanta. And she's like, will you drive me to work tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. She's like, I mean, I'll let you know how my car looks, but I feel like it's going to be buried and I'm just going to need a ride.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't see her as one of the, like, a big shoveler girl.
Shoveling herself out of the...
She'd hurt her back and it'd be a whole thing.
Yeah, she thinks her car is under a bunch of snow coming back from Atlanta because she wasn't here when the snow was happening. And also, AB, in the middle of summer, trying to park at City, had a panic attack.
Yep.
There are no way in icy conditions AB is driving anywhere.
Right. No, absolutely not.
If you do have to drive anywhere, though, be safe. Make sure you take your time. Yep. Like Kevin said, those on-ramps and off-ramps, like the highways are pretty clear. Downtown's like, but like those on-ramps and off-ramps, they are kind of still like not clear. So just make sure you're being safe out there today. Let's get the show started with Kev.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Magus Show. It's been cold as hell out there, man. It is freezing. But the best part about a cold day is the hot chocolate. How do you do your hot chocolate? Marshmallow, no marshmallow, whipped cream, raw dog it, just go straight up?
No, I don't raw dog it. I definitely add marshmallows, but no whipped cream.
No whipped cream?
I really don't ever add whipped cream to anything.
Do you, you don't like anything like that, like any kind of frosting, all that kind of stuff on the top?
No, no, plain is good for me, but
how many marshmallows? Like loaded up or just a few?
No, mini. Mini marshmallows.
Oh, the mini marshmallows.
But like a ton of mini marshmallows or just like a few? Just get a little.
Just sprinkle a little.
Sprinkle.
We don't need to be.
Because some people are marshmallow intense, like. Crazy.
No, just a couple to add a little bit of the vanilla flavor in the hot chocolate would make it good.
If I can't eat my hot chocolate with a spoon.
I had a feeling Kyle was going to eat that.
I like
guy.
The, you put everything in that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you do the hot chocolate, marshmallows, whipped cream on top. Boom.
Whoa.
Give me, load it up.
Really? It up. And you do it with a spoon too?
Yeah. Oh yeah, because otherwise you can't drink it.
What do you put, a hot fudge on it too?
Yeah, pretty much.
I only do whipped cream. I don't like the marshmallows. I don't, I'm not a big marshmallow fan. I like the flavor, like a marshmallow like sauce. But I don't like actual gooiness of the marshmallow. And then like when it gets soggy, I feel like it's even weirder. But I'm like, Hannah, I think it needs a little of that like chocolate vanilla combo. And you get it with the whipped cream and then you let it melt in there and it's pretty good. Anyone got any hot cocoa now?
Marshmallow cream is the best.
I'm telling you, marshmallow cream is
the fluff. That's what it's called.
Yes, it's like the fluff.
Fluff is good too. Yes. It's an underrated. Like, you know, but people like hot sauce, like the chocolate or caramel. Like marshmallow sauce is actually legit. Now I'm just hungry.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all those trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. The kids have never gone back to school. You're just living an ultimate winter break vacation. And so I'll read off some headlines, and then Hannah will tell me, keep scrolling. We're busy. We need to go sledding. Or she'll say, I want more details. First headline, the most streamed song on Spotify in 2024 was...
Okay, if it's not Taylor Swift and it's not They Like Us, I don't know what it was.
And it wasn't Sabrina Carpenter either. It was actually Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. I cannot believe this is the most streamed song on Spotify.
That actually checks out, but I'm really glad that the most streamed song was not Brat, Summer by Charlie XCX. AB isn't here, but AB like dies on the hill every day that Brat Summer was like the biggest thing of the year, and it wasn't.
No one will remember that in 2024, and it just goes to show you because it wasn't even the biggest song of 2024. Birds of a Feather was. How old's your underwear, Hannah?
Actually, not that old.
All right. Do you want to know what average person's underwear is?
Yeah, so that people can know to buy new ones, yeah.
When's the last time you think 6 years is the average person?
Dang.
Yeah, average person has underwear that's about 6 years old.
Wow.
Snowy weather.
They're really not that expensive to change out, but you just forget about it.
It is like one of those things like, you know, and then you got to break them in because wearing new underwear.
Oh, I love wearing new underwear.
You like the feeling of it?
Yes.
I feel like shoes and underwear, you got to break them in a little bit. Nothing better than like a good comfy pair of drawers. Snowy weather. How do you feel about it?
Keep it moving. We just dealt with that for days.
All right. You want your kid to be a billionaire? Name them this.
What?
John and David are the most common billionaire names.
Really?
According to analysts of the top 500 billionaires across the globe, John and David are the most common billionaire names.
Wow.
The greatest boy bands of all time.
Who are they?
Okay, so this list is kind of interesting because you know what's not at the top of the list? My favorite boy band of all time, O-Town.
What?
O-Town made O-Town. It 18, man. Hanson was at 15. 98 Degrees at 11, BTS at 10, Jonas Brothers at 8.
8?
Yep. The Jackson 5 at 6.
Whoa!
All right, let's go to top 4. One Direction.
Okay, good.
New Kids on the Block. So then it's the ultimate battle. Backstreet Boys are NSYNC. What would you have at the top?
I would have Backstreet Boys at the top.
I would too.
Backstreet Boys was number 1.
Yeah!
NSYNC was number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Melissa, you get the honor of playing Hannah's homeschool for the first time in 2025. You're our first contestant. Even records, okay?
What?
Hannah started off the year. You won 180 and what, 49 last year.
So I just... delete my record?
We can keep it all-time record, but just like...
Yeah,
in
it's like sports or anything.
Yeah, you got to restart.
Yeah.
This is why I don't like sports.
So she had 180 wins. Will she start off the year with a win, all right?
All righty.
Who hosted the Golden Globes? Oh, sorry. Got to leave.
Hannah's got to go.
You forgot how the game's played.
Hannah, you have to leave the room. Can't hear the questions. Get on out of here, Hannah. All right. Melissa, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Hannah's officially gone. Actually, really gone this time. Melissa, who hosted the Golden Globes?
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah. All right. Nice job. Who was the most streamed artist of 2024?
Streamed artist, Taylor Swift.
Yes. Speaking of Taylor Swift, what position does her boyfriend play?
Linebacker.
Okay.
No, other side of the ball. Yeah. He's on offense.
Yeah,
he's a
tight end. All right. This is a hard one. I thought we would know Travis Kelce's position, but that's okay. What does TMZ stand for?
Television.
It's a hard one.
I'm not very good at this. TMZ.
No, you're doing really good. That was a tough one. Okay, that's okay. And then name the 3 Jonas Brothers.
Nick, Joe.
No one could ever remember the last guy's name, but it's also the name of someone else in the room.
Kevin?
Yeah!
Nice job.
Yes, 3 out of 5. I didn't expect you to get the TMZ. That is an interesting one. I did expect you to know the greatest tight end of all time, Travis Kelce. But, all right, we're going to see if Hannah can get those correct. We'll see how she does in one song, and we'll tell you what TMZ stands for.
All righty.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. First time, Hannah squaring up against a worthy opponent in Melissa for 2025. First Hannah's homeschool. Let's start off with a loss. That's what we're hoping for, you know?
Oh, okay. For Melissa? Great.
No. All right. Hannah was outside the room. She couldn't hear the questions. I'm going to ask Hannah 5 pop culture questions. Same ones I just got done asking Melissa. Melissa got 3 out of 5 correct. All right. Who hosted the Golden Globes?
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser, yes. Who was the most streamed artist of 2024?
Taylor Swift.
That is correct.
When in doubt, answer Taylor Swift.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, what position does her boyfriend play?
Oh.
It's Travis Kelce.
Yes.
I don't know this either.
Come on.
What is wrong with you people?
It's not quarterback.
No.
No, that's good because it's Patrick Mahomes.
Tight end.
Yes! Good job.
Oh, baby.
He is only the greatest tight end of all time. Right. What does TMZ stand for?
You know, I never thought of that.
I don't think a lot of people do know what it stands for.
Total Music Zen.
Total Music Zen. Yeah, because they report a lot of music zen on TMZ. No, does anyone know what it is? Does this stump everyone?
No.
It stands for 30 Mile Road, which is the area like in Hollywood and Beverly Hills where all the studios are located.
What?
And where all the gossip takes place.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's what TMZ stands for.
But there's not even an R in it. It's a Z.
30 Mile Zone?
Oh, zone?
Yeah, maybe it's 30 miles. Oh, sorry,
yeah,
30
okay,
miles
yeah.
zone for the studio zone that all the studios are in. Sorry, 30. I just typed it wrong. 30 Mile Zone. Name the 3 Jonas Brothers.
AB will kill me if I don't get this right.
Yep.
Kevin, first.
Yeah, I was like, oh, someone else right. should kill you too.
Mm-hmm. Nick, Joe.
Yes, that's correct. 4 out of 5 starts the year off with a
nice
win.
Good job, Hannah.
Yes, good job, Hannah. Wait, it all came down to you knowing tight end.
I can't believe it.
Hannah knows her tight ends.
Yeah, I do.
Melissa, you get the honors of saying it for the first time in 2025. This is Melissa and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Melissa and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Got to give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. AB's still off, so Hannah and Kevin got the guesses. 32% of people believe they got their job because of this.
I think that 32% of people got their jobs because they know somebody.
Ooh.
Oh, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm, they got an in.
Yeah.
I think it's because of what they've posted on social media.
Oh, like their content was just...
Yes, their content was that good. They saw them on Facebook. They saw them on Instagram, and they were like, you know what? We want you to be a part of our job.
Wow.
We want you to be a part of what we do.
That would never happen to any of us.
It's more of like a luck type of thing. Like, oh, I got lucky to get this job. 32% of people felt like they got their job because of this luck. What was it? That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. If you want a job like Hannah's, this is what you need to do so you can just buy yourself a new car if you're uncomfortable. 32% of people believe they got their job because of this. And I said it's something luck related.
The musician fam texted in and said that people think they might have gotten their jobs from their looks or attractiveness.
Ooh.
Definitely.
Is that what you think, Hannah?
Yeah, definitely. That's not how I landed this gig. Teacher Suzanne texted in and said, just being at the right place at the right time.
No.
Just got lucky. And Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete, some of our favorite guessers, they said a friend works there.
No, lucky underwear.
What?
I know. Isn't it blowing your mind?
Really?
32% of people think, Dan, it's because I wore my lucky underwear when I did the job interview. That's the reason I got the job.
None of my underwear are lucky.
None of mine are. I feel like I have anti-luck underwear. I need new underwear.
Mega Minds.
Kevin was not okay yesterday. Nope. A lot of people were asking, because everyone just has had different experiences with the snow and their rides into work. Kevin, you have a long commute.
Very
and
long.
Like in a hilly area too.
Yeah, yeah. And even today, even though the roads are better, and I tip my hat to IDOT and MoDOT for doing what they do, because the snow is heavy and this is not easy because we don't have the warmer temperatures to, you know, warm it up so it gets away and it's easier to clean. It's not great on the road, so make sure you take your time, look for black ice. But being so far away and now having the ability to do some of this job at home has made me realize maybe I don't need to actually be here when things are terrible.
Yeah, Kevin was able to actually work from home and actually be a part of a lot of the stuff that we do behind the scenes because he's able to access the things we do at the radio station from home. So that was super helpful.
And I hate doing that, though, because I hate putting the burden on you, Brett, and on you, Hannah, and anybody else who has to come in and do this, you know, because you feel bad because we're a team and you let the team down. And there are things you can do, you know, ahead of time, but I don't want to worry about ahead of time. I was enjoying my vacation.
Can we talk about how Kevin, though, as an ultimate team player, did do like a bunch of stuff, but then did not listen to the show because he told Hannah and I don't have a radio nearby.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we go, Kevin, download the damn Odyssey app. What do we say every day on the show?
Kevin's like, old school. That's so Kevin.
I know.
That he was like, yo, I don't have an old school radio. We're like, Kevin, your phone is a radio
it's
now.
It's also so classic for Kevin to like have that guilty conscience to tell us, sorry, guys, I missed the first break.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
It's okay.
It's hilarious, too, because my wife has downloaded the Odyssey app.
Thank you. We
you
appreciate
know,
it. We got one.
I greatly appreciate, considering she listens to another show.
Yeah, she does always listen to the other show.
She loves Courtney's show. You know, hey, and that's fine, too. But please, you know, share the love here, hon.
It's like the first time the Odyssey app ever logged into his own show.
I had to borrow it.
Kevin, how was your break, though? How was your Christmas?
It was really nice. It was very relaxing. We didn't do a lot. But, you know, it's weird. Christmas itself, the kids now, to have to wake your children up for Christmas is just not the same feeling.
Brett was like, my kids never went to bed.
I know, right?
Right.
It's interesting because we're going to talk about it later in the show, but if you want to just even text in, if you can, what is the best age for kids in Christmas? Like, what age do you think? At 314-531-9890. We're going to cover that at like 7:45 this morning because it does change. So did you feel like you lost some of that Christmas magic?
Lost some of the magic, but I will tell you this. You know, on a personal note, rooting for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and seeing those guys not only beat Indiana, but then also beat Georgia, and they play tomorrow night against Penn State is awesome.
Was that like the highlight of your...
That was the, I guess, sports highlight with my brother.
You got to watch it with your brother because I texted you during the game and you're like, I don't even have service. And I thought it was really cool that you got to share that moment with your family.
Because my brother is now officially retired and he and his wife are moving to where his wife's parents live in Kentucky. So his grotto, his basement, his area where we've watched, I don't know how many Notre Dame games, that is all Notre Dame memorabilia, is going to go away.
That sucks,
and so it's
but yeah, it's
like,
awesome
yeah,
that you're able to do that, though.
So we're hoping just for two more. Two more. So I got to share time with him, and I got to kind of bond with my kids over TV. Kennedy and I love Marvel. What If came out, so we were watching the What If on Disney Plus, and then Jackson and I got into Squid Game.
Mm. Okay.
Really, really, I was like, this is cool. To actually pull my kid away from Fortnite to watch something and to talk about stuff. And when he told me, he goes, Dad, I love this show because it's not just about death. It's about character development.
Look at that.
Wow.
You're absolutely right. These characters are great. So I was like, wow. We did it backwards. We watched season 2 and then had to rewatch season one, but that's on Netflix and amazing, and can't wait for season three to come out now. We got to wait for like the summer.
Yeah, one of my friend does the casting for it, so I'll put in a good word for Jackson.
Yeah, he'd like to be, you know, where, you know, when they get back to America, so he'd love to be a part of it. But yeah, it was really cool. That was neat.
That's awesome. I really think that when you watch a TV show with someone, it like boosts your relationship. So I love to hear that you and Jackson got to, you know, really have some good bonding time watching Squid Game together.
Yes.
Is that what you do? Bond over Grey's Anatomy for the 28th time? Hey, look, let's bond. I got this show. Maybe you've never heard of it. Grey's Anatomy.
You know what I did? So I watched it with my dog Bear, and I recorded his reaction to one of the opening scenes of Meredith and Derek, because I was like, he doesn't realize how lucky he is to be witnessing this for the first time.
No,
so
you
I recorded
did.
His reaction.
You recorded your dog's reaction.
Yes.
To Grey's?
Yes.
Wow.
God help your soul. We're just commercial free for an hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. I was talking about how I got like in like parking lot drama during the holidays when this, it's not even during the holidays. That like Brentwood Promenade parking lot all the time is absolutely insane. And I got in some parking lot beef. Katie, what do you, you wanted to say something about it?
Yeah, I think first off, you should trade your car in and you need a minivan with sliding doors, and that would resolve that issue. Just wait until your son gets into the car by himself. Oh my God, you're going to, every time. It's like, don't hit the car next to you, and it's always going to happen.
He does and get then, in by himself now, and so I was trying to stop that from happening. That's why I wasn't being careless, Katie. Exactly. But yes.
I'd also like to discuss whoever's in charge of the Trader's Joe's locations in St. Louis and why they pick every shopping center with the terrible parking lot. Creve Coeur, the one on Manchester, I don't know if it's DePere or something. They all suck. Like, pick bigger places with better parking lots.
It's really Trader Joe's fault, actually. Trader Joe's should issue the apology.
And buy you a minivan with sliding doors.
Right, and give me, I mean, you know what? This actually worked out well for me. Thank you, Katie. We appreciate the call.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
So the battle between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni is continuing, or really it's just all about to begin, because Justin Baldoni's lawyers are doubling down on his legal battle with Blake Lively. Yesterday, a statement was released saying, "We are releasing all the evidence which will show a pattern of bullying and threats to take over the movie. None of this will come as a surprise because, consistent with her past behavior, Blake Lively used people to communicate those threats and bully her way to get whatever she wanted. We have all those receipts and more." So their lawyer, Justin's lawyers, are ready to fight. They're ready to swing. They're ready to attest. And they're ready to argue whatever is coming their way with the Blake Lively beef. If you don't know about the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni beef, it's all coming from the movie It Ends With Us. And they are both accusing each other of big things. Blake is accusing Justin, the producer, of like sexual, like harassment type stuff. And Justin is suing her for saying that, like, that that's
for smear
wrong.
Campaigns and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's getting really, really ugly. And also yesterday, a voice memo was released. This voice memo is from Justin Baldoni himself. And he's talking about his experience he had the night of the premiere of the movie. And supposedly, this voice memo that we're about to share with you was sent in a group chat with other movie editors.
Could have been one of the most beautiful nights of my life, career-wise. I literally was sent to the basement with all my friends and family for over an hour. I wasn't allowed to be seen. She didn't want me anywhere near her or the rest of the cast. We start laughing because of the ridiculousness of this whole thing. And I realized, like, on a night that was supposed to be so materialistically joyful, I was in the basement with the people that I love the most, and we were all joyful and laughing.
Okay, I had two things that popped up in my head immediately when I heard that. First of all, why is Blake Lively dictating what the movie producer does? Like, can you that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And then second of all, honestly, when I heard that, the first thing that came across my mind was, is that AI? Like, is that fake?
I don't even believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I hear someone with a voice thing, now I'm like, is it even real?
Okay. I think this is worse for me, for Justin Baldoni, to be honest. This voice memo that I'm hearing, I want to say, like, boo-hoo. Like, first off, like, it could have been the biggest night of my life, but because I was toxic on the work set, no one wanted to be around me. That's what I heard. Because I don't, like, I said this because AB has been locked in on this story too, because she's big. She actually likes Justin Baldoni. And I said, look, it is very obvious that neither of them are great people to work with. Mm-hmm. But if you're, he's saying like she has a history of bullying and being strongly opinionated and things like that. Like, that is not right. Bullying is not right. But it doesn't call for you to sexually harass someone. Like, what she's accusing of him is really inappropriate sexual remarks towards her sex life on the movie set. Like, no one, that doesn't call for that. Now, do I think Blake Lively is in the, like, the golden girl and is in the clear and is easiest person to work with and she could be a diva? No, I think that she is like that. But I think for me, what we're seeing is, well, no one wanted to be around me. Why? Why? If Hannah goes, man, I don't want to be around Kevin, let's all bully him, I would still go around Kevin. Like, right? Like, so if Blake Lively, like you said, is dictating this, Blake Lively saying nobody talk to Kevin, like, I feel like people would still talk to
right.
you.
Yeah.
So, like, why were you pushing the... I don't feel like everyone on the set would have turned their back on
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
If they didn't witness stuff going, ooh, that's gross.
Mm-hmm. You
that's
know,
what I think happened. I think they're both in the wrong.
Yeah.
But I think what he did was more disgusting because it's sexually harassing a woman. That's where I'm at with it. And that's what I felt like we learned. In this case, he accused her of bullying, which I think is wrong, but it's not sexual harassment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just kind of waiting for more receipts to come out, but I still am kind of like side-eyeing Blake Lively because of all the receipts that have come out from years and years and years worth of her and people working with her and saying, like, you know, it wasn't super easy to work with her. But I don't know. Like, when someone accuses something sexual, it's really
yeah.
hard because you have to stop and you have to listen. So I don't know. I'm just kind of waiting for more to unfold with this. But I definitely agree with you, Brett, in thinking that those two people as individuals are hard to work with. So when you put them in such
yes.
a big role
yeah.
together, it's just waiting for something to
And then it's
to
hard
blow
to figure out what
wrong.
You believe because
right.
you just feel like they're both like, they're both telling their side of the story. And it scares me to think like either one of them would, like, bullying is serious.
Yeah.
And so like that Blake would bully people into silencing them or sheltering somebody and then also sexual harassment. So it's a crazy story.
More receipts. I'm ready for them.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Curious parents out there, what age do you think is best for kids in Christmas? 314-531-9898. Like, if you go and think about Christmas and you go, that was the best year when they were 4, 7, 9, 25.
Yeah.
314-531-9898. I'm curious because Kevin and I had two different Christmas experiences. My son's 3.5, and we play Christmas morning for pretend play literally all year round. We pretend we're falling asleep, and it's Christmas morning. We wake up, we have to unwrap a present, and it's like one of his toys from his room. He is obsessed with Christmas. And this Christmas, I was talking about this yesterday. If you missed the show, I was dreading Christmas. It just was not in the Christmas spirit with my car being broken into, my basement being flooded. It just felt like all these bad things were happening to me. And I just wasn't feeling that Christmas joy. And then all of a sudden, Christmas comes and I'm like, oh my God, this is the best Christmas I've ever had in my entire life. And I loved it, every second of it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because my son is the same age as my daughter that my daughter was when she had her best Christmas. She was 13. She got her cell phone. And we put the cell phone in the tree and rang it, and she freaked out.
Oh,
and
that's
it was
awesome.
It was awesome. Jackson, not the same. Jackson, you know, when Jackson was 5 or 6, that was a magical time. And I love the little ones. Like, that's my thing. Like, Sarah thinks I'm a little freaky because I enjoy little kids.
But we know you're
adorable.
Pure. We know it's pure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the best. Like, yours is like, that's the, oh my gosh, 3 and 1?
Yeah, you my know, kids are 3.5 and 1.5.
Wrap that up. And that's just, I just remember that 3 and that 5-year-old time is so magical and it's so incredible.
I was talking to a coworker here. She had a newborn, and so this is her first Christmas. And I said, how was your Christmas? She's like, oh my God, it's crazy to do Christmas. Because you get to a point where when you're a kid, Christmas is awesome. And then you get to a teenage years, you're like, eh. And then you meet your significant other, and these first Christmases are magical together. And then you start dating so long that you're like, oh, we've done a bunch of Christmas. And then you have kids. And then it's like reignites that magic again. And she was like, that's how it felt. And she goes, I was talking to, you know, a friend of mine, and she said 7 was like the like best year she's ever had. And I was like, because I felt like, oh God, I literally had a panic attack. Like, what if 3.5 was the best year he's ever going to have? What if that was it? It's all over from here on out.
It's weird because it's the best year maybe that you remember, but he's going to remember another year.
You think the years?
Yeah. Because I sit back, my older brother was like a Christmas savant. He could tell you every year and the gifts that were given, not just to him, to everybody in the family.
That's so cool.
Because, I mean, that's the whole thing. And you're like, well, what's your favorite? I don't know. There's so many great ones. And I think that's the magic of Christmas itself. And what holds Christmas so near and dear to everybody is it could be your favorite Christmas, or you may think that's the best one. But for somebody else, that's their favorite.
I know.
Christmas.
Yeah. This is a really hard question. I mean, personally, I can't even think of what my best Christmas was. Maybe this year. I loved this year's Christmas, but I think of my niece and nephews since I don't have kids of my own, and I think about my favorite age for them, and it was probably, oh my gosh, it makes me want to cry. It was probably when they were like 4 or 5, and you know, they just go out to the tree and just scream so loud and their eyes light up so big. That's like amazing. But then also my nephew Palmer, it was his second Christmas this year, and he was so infatuated with the paper and everything that like he had a great time too. So it's all amazing.
For you parents, what year was like, this is it, this is the climax? 314-531-9898. What's the best kids' Christmas? Kevin and I had very different Christmases with our kids because they're in very different stages of their life. We're commercial-free on the Brett Megas Show. What is the best age for Christmas with kids where they're just so excited and the magic is still there and the joy is still there? 314-531-9898. My son is 3.5, just obsessed with Christmas. And I went into like panic mode. I'm like, oh my God. He had so much fun for Christmas. I'm like, what if this was the best year? Did I soak it up enough? Did I appreciate it enough? Because, Kevin, your kids have hit those teenage years, and you said they didn't even wake up on Christmas morning.
You know, they're 18 and 13, and it's weird you say that because I do believe this was one of my daughter's favorite Christmases because she's a freshman at SIUE. And she bought everybody something from SIUE.
I remember that first Christmas when you do that, and that feels so cool. Yes.
And it was really cool to get a sweatshirt that said "Dad" with a picture of an SIUE cougar on it.
Wow!
And I was like, "This is awesome!" And she did this for everybody in the family. So it was like, you know, for her, I think that's it about Christmas. Like I'm sitting back going, I can remember my favorite Christmas was, you know, when I was, I'd have to have been about 7 years old because Star Wars had been out. They finally made action figures, and we got everything from X-Wings to Death Stars to all the guys. And I just remember, I got you know, brothers, so that was everything. That was so cool. But like for my parents, it was like when we all came home our first years from college.
Oh, they loved
that. That was their time. So that's what's amazing about Christmas. And for me, I love when the kids are so little, because the magic is still there, little enough to unwrap it, little enough to appreciate it, little enough to just enjoy it.
You know, my son just kept talking about how, like, this was the best Christmas ever, blah, blah, blah. And I did. I got to the point, I was like, man, what if this was it? But it seems like most people that are texting in are saying the same thing, 7 and 8 years old.
Yeah, that core age.
So I didn't miss it. No. I still got a couple more good years ahead of me.
It's going to keep ramping up,
exactly,
too.
That's what's so cool, because I really did think, like, oh, man, do I have, like, because kids are just, like, you know, like, teenagers, are, like, you know, 12 is the new 18.
Absolutely.
So I really thought, my kid's turning 4, he might be a teenager next year, like, I don't even care about Christmas Day, like, you know, 12 is the new 20.
You peaked too early.
Yeah, that's how it works nowadays.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories of the day. We put 2 minutes on the clock, so, you know, life is busy. The kids didn't even go back to school. They just extended winter break, so we got you. I'll read a headline and Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, there's this new, like, gadget convention, and these are the newest gadgets that are going to come out, these newest electronics that are going to make our life easier.
Such a Kevin Berghoff story. Got to take it.
All right, so some of the weirdest ones are a robot vacuum that picks up your dirty socks. It's like a Roomba. But
I was going to say, Roomba dupe?
It's like a Roomba, but then...
It's like a Sockba.
Yeah, like you go and pick up your socks or your clothes that you leave on the floor. So instead of like vacuuming, it just like picks up your clothes for you.
What does it do with them then?
Just puts them in the hamper for you.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. An electric salt spoon. This has been in the works for a while, they say, but it's a current of electricity that hits your tongue and makes things taste saltier than they really are.
Oh, to kind of help like if you've got sodium issues.
Yeah. So that's the reason
it's still got a salty taste.
Yes. A table with working legs.
What?
Yes, like literally like a Pixar lamp like type of thing.
Yeah.
And then it has like working legs, so you can be like, oh, I need this table over here, or I need a light over here, and it moves around the room for you like a robot.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
A robot table with working legs. And the last one is a tiny robot that will blow on your drinks to cool them down for you.
Wow.
You know, like when it drinks too hot? It's like, here's foo-foo. You bring in the robot, and the robot will...
That's cute.
You're charging your phone wrong.
Of course I am. I'm doing everything wrong. Keep it moving.
Okay, TikTok is obsessed with these new glitter pickles.
What?
So yeah, this is like a new thing on TikTok, and it's on the rage where you take edible glitter and you just take your pickles and you throw a bunch of glitter inside the pickle jar, and then you pull out your pickles and they're glittered up, juicy pickles.
I didn't know that
there was edible glitter.
Yeah. Yes. I want to add that to everything.
Apparently, you should have known that because Jimmy John's jumped on this because it's so big, and they made a video saying, because they're, you know, famous for their big pickles, and they made it, and they're like, that's not edible glitter, Jimmy John's. Why would you not use edible glitter? Now people aren't going to do non-edible glitter, and Jimmy John's got yelled at. We're actually making a TikTok.
Well, Jimmy John's is forgiven in my book because they just brought back the Kickin' Ranch, so they're forgiven
finally,
for me.
Because they switched it to Jalapeno Ranch, and that was terrible. Like, instead of the Kickin' Ranch, they moved it to Jalapeno Ranch, and it wasn't as good.
Hey.
So the Kickin' Ranch is good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Not edible glitter.
Brett better keep it moving.
You know what I can't stand? People will hate New Year's resolutions. People are always like, ah, New Year's resolution people. Like, why? Like, why do you hate on people wanting to make changes in their life? We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Like, I get that there's like a New Year's resolution. You don't have to wait to January 1st to make them. But if people use the New Year's opportunity to reset and establish goals, I'm all for it. I like when people do that. And I think the new year usually is a good opportunity. Hannah and I had a long conversation yesterday just talking about being burnt out at the end of the year and being tired and things like that. So I feel like it's always, the new year is a great opportunity to establish new goals, new resolutions. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious if anyone out there has a list of New Year's resolutions or ways to reach your goals that are going to be different. Maybe beyond this, the cliche, I want to lose weight and save money. 314-531-9898 if you want to text in those. Because I do it in a different way. I usually don't like create like a New Year's resolution, but I create a word. And sometimes it has been like fitness. And I just was really ultra focused on fitness for the year. I use a word that I kind of like center my life around. And that's my goal. It could be fitness. One year was travel. Last year I said more, and I remember Kevin goes, more?
More.
But that's kind of what my theme is this year, is growth. I want to see myself grow as a person. I want to see the show grow. I want to see my family grow. I want to see just growth. And so growth is what I'm looking for in my life. Because sometimes there are some years where you go into the year and you're like, I'm cool with it just staying the same, stagnant. Mm-hmm. And then there's some years where you're like, this is the year I'm going to take over. This is going to be my year. And so this year, I feel like growth is something I'm looking forward to. Hannah, do you do New Year's resolutions?
So last year, my New Year's resolution was to do the 75 hard challenge. And I was very in it at first. And then I made it 27 days and ruined it when I drank a neutral at the Anheuser-Busch meeting.
At a business meeting.
Yes. Yep. It was to get a new client. And I did. It was awesome. So this year I did not go into 2025 with anything like ready to go or anything like that. But I do think it is an opportunity to kind of reset and look back. I kind of did that yesterday with Brett in our conversation, just kind of looked at, you know, what happened last year here at work and what I'm looking for this year. And I like texted my boss even last night and I was like, I would love to like know your opinion on, you know, things that like you're looking to see for the show and for me as an individual. So, you know, just little things like that. But I don't have like a mantra or anything that I'm going into 2025.
And you didn't write down any specific goals for like New Year's resolutions or anything like that?
No, not this year. I didn't.
No, see, that's, I like that word idea. I think that's brilliant. And you know, I'm like, well, what word would I use? Appreciation, probably, you know, to appreciate.
That's
not just
a really good one,
you know,
Kevin.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
appreciate you as listeners. Appreciate my family.
Because I think sometimes it's, you forget. You get busy and then you forget to show the people you really care about the appreciation you want.
want to. I might steal that one, Kev.
Well, yeah. Feel free to steal it, because that's really not my goal. My goal is to lose weight because the plan, Sarah and I have, we've got a trip coming up with friends in June. We're going to go on our first, it's going to be our first out of the country experience.
You never left
a resort.
Really?
No, I've never done that.
What?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So it's going
to. So you're trying to lose weight, get in shape for it?
Just a little bit.
How are you trying to reach it? You got a personal trainer?
No. Well, it's funny because there was all this stuff at the end of the year because, man, the holidays. And then we had Sarah's 50th birthday and all this extra food and all this stuff. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to eat over the break. Well, that didn't work. Yeah. So I'm going to try a 75 soft.
A 75 soft?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, which is pretty much. Unfortunately, the weather is not permitting, but trying to get out and walk more. You know, we're going to get Lily, my dog, in shape.
And you.
And Sarah and I as well, as we get ready for our trip.
Don't ask me for tips on the 75 hard, because I failed it.
Okay. Guys, there is an idea that somebody came up with that on my social media that I want to run by you guys and see if this is a good idea or a bad idea. But it's something I never thought of in my life, but a way to reach your goals without ever thinking about them. When it comes to New Year's resolutions, this is something I never thought about doing. And I'm not sure how I feel about it, if it's a good idea or a bad idea. I'll run it by you guys. A friend of mine posted this, and she said it worked for her last year. She did like New Year's resolutions, or just kind of like a New Year bucket list, because the New Year resets you. Mm-hmm. And she wrote down like four things that she wanted to accomplish in 2024, and then she never was allowed to look back at it again. Usually you're ultra focused on it. Like you see it, you know it, and you keep focused.
Oh, but somewhat, like your background usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what people say, like, make sure you ultra focus on it. But one of the things that maybe happens with 75 hard, which is a really common diet and exercise things, is people obsess about it so much and are so intimidated by it that like the whole year, 365 just feels so long. And the 75 hard feels so intense that you just fall off the wagon. Like, I'm never going to be able to really be able to do this. I keep staring at it and I failed or I made a mistake. And so she's like, you know, you don't even realize when you misstepped or where you wandered off the path. But then if you're supposed to be on that path and you really want those goals to happen, those bucket lists to happen, the universe will let you make sure that happened. And she went back, looked at it from that date, from this date on, wrote down four things. She said two things. One, realize the place you are in now, like, oh, these were my goals. And the things that you maybe didn't appreciate, like, oh, man, like, I have these things, and you're like, those were all I wanted last year, and now I made those things happen. And the third thing she said is that because she wasn't ultra focused on it, and it wasn't just all on her mind, it allowed for her to freely accomplish those goals. And I was like,
yeah, I kind of
wow. I was like, I never thought about doing that, and this allowing myself to work, allow it like all come together.
I kind of see that. I kind of get that, because it's like one of those things where you look back on that and go, oh, yeah, hey, look, I did. I lost weight. I was able to, or maintain weight.
Yeah.
I was able to, you know.
Leave the country. Her right. ones were like, I wanted to buy my first house. I wanted to do my first solo out of the country travel trip. It was, you know, like I want to run my first marathon. It was big things.
Yeah.
She goes, I end up hitting all four of my bucket list things, and I never looked back on it. I wasn't allowed to look back on it until New Year's Day.
Wow, that's like a really good reflection tool.
Yeah, and the other one my in-laws did is they kept a big jar in their house, and whenever they felt like they appreciated someone or appreciated their partner, they wrote down something and they put it in the jar just randomly, and then on New Year's Day, they read all of the ones through the year.
I love that.
Wow.
And they said it was just a good reflection of all the things that happened in the year that they were able to appreciate that you kind of forgot even happened. And they're like, all of you were in our jar. You might not even realize it, but it was like, oh, Brett did this today. And they put the date on there and they could remember that date. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. And so she's like, I highly recommend everyone doing that.
I love it.
Those are two things I never thought about doing, is actually setting it and kind of forgetting it and writing down those appreciation things and then forgetting it and keeping your jar.
It's like a positive swear jar.
Yeah, like a positive swear jar.
Here we go.
Think about it.
So yeah, so if they want to steal a couple of those, I thought those were awesome. Thanks for rolling with us commercial free. I know a lot of schools were closed today, so if you still have to go into work, make sure you're being safe. We appreciate you. And it feels like winter break will never end. One of the things that Kevin said he wanted to do in 2025 is show more appreciation. So we just want to say we appreciate you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
New year, new relationship statuses in Hollywood. I'll explain what celebrity couples have already hit the dust at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Former Elvis star Austin Butler and actress Kaia Gerber have kicked off the new year with a new relationship status. They are both single. They broke up. So this very attractive couple, they've been together for 3 years and were a fan favorite by many. I think mainly just because they got together kind of at like the peak of Austin Butler's like fame, like a couple years ago. Yeah. Austin Butler was like the it guy. Like everybody thought he was hot. Like he was kind of like, I would compare him a couple years ago as to where like Glenn Powell is right now. So though, really big couple. Everybody loved them. People were actually expecting them to be engaged. So they were like really like looking at like, okay, where are they like going on vacations recently and stuff like that. Well, it was kind of a red flag because Kaia did like her family did a family trip to Mexico for the new year and Austin wasn't with them. So people were like, okay, wait, like what's going on? And it is now rumored that they are no longer together. Apparently, there's no bad blood between the two of them. Apparently, the relationship just ran its course after a good 3 years.
The only celebrity couple I have any faith in is Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Yes.
I'm telling you, they never make it. None of them do.
Yeah.
Just Tom and Zendaya.
Yeah, I guess we'll put in our bets now that we... What do you think about Taylor and Travis? You think they'll make it?
I think they're perfect for each other, but I don't think they're going to make it.
Just because of all the fame?
I honestly think Travis is the guy who can handle it. I just don't... Like, I don't know. I just think they eventually just don't work out. I don't really know. Honestly, they seem like a really great couple, but I don't think they end up making it together. Maybe because they just both want different things.
I guess we'll have to stay tuned for Hollywood hashtags.
Travis settling down even post-career seems like a hard thing. That's probably mainly the reason. Like, I feel like Taylor's going to be touring and Travis is going to be a hard time settling down.
I can see that. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. AB is off, so just Hannah and Kevin guessing. Almost half of people polled say they're too embarrassed to do this in public. What is it?
I think that people are too embarrassed to like kiss or do any sort of PDA in public.
PDA in public.
Does speaking count?
Like a public speaking?
Like doing a public speaking event?
No, that would count, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not the correct answer, okay. But that would count.
All right.
Almost half of people, I think more people than 50%.
Probably like 90%
yeah,
of people.
A lot of people don't like public speaking. Almost 50% of people polled said they're too embarrassed to do this in public. Because it's the new year, people might be trying to do this in public. That's your hint. That answer is coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's do it. Megamind question of the day. Answer coming your way. Almost half the people polled said they're too embarrassed to do this in public. What is it? I said people might, you know, because of the new year, be doing it more likely now.
Mm-hmm. Lauren texted in and said that people might be scared to poop in public. I have to say I agree with that one.
People do get nervous about that. Yeah, it's probably more than half.
Dave texted in and said that people might be scared to stretch in public.
It is an exercise of some sort. It is working out, but it's not stretching.
Squatting?
It's not squatting.
Which could is it be benching?
Like pooping?
No. Is pooping your exercise? I learned something about Hannah's bathroom.
Wow.
It's like an exercise up in here.
It's for my sphincter. It's
No, but it's crunches.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, people get nervous doing crunches in public. They get too embarrassed.
Really? Come on, there's so much worse out there.
I think they like don't like to scrunch their stomach like that and things like that. Just crunch it, baby. Just do what you got to do.
Mega Minds.
Oh, is this a real headline or fake headline that I just made up with my crazy brain here on the Brett Mega Show? Well, that's what we're going to play. We're going to look back at 2024, crazy-ass year, and I'm going to read a headline, and you tell me if you think this is something that really happened last year in our life or is just completely made up. AB is off today, so it's Hannah versus Kevin in real headlines or fake headlines. How about this? Real headline. Air Guitar Championship will air on ESPN.
Real.
Real?
Real.
It was a real thing that aired on ESPN. That's where we're at. Some dude won the Air Guitar Championship. Good for him. You know,
I believe it.
You know, you really got to sell it. AI podcasts find out they are AI and are devastated.
True.
That was a real headline.
It's something we talked about on the show. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so these AI podcasts were doing a podcast and they found out they were AI somehow and they were devastated. That's how much.
That doesn't even make sense.
AI think and have feelings. That's what that was telling us. And it was the craziest thing we've ever heard. Real headline. All right, how about this? The Do Nothing competition. Real headline or fake headline?
I'm going to say fake.
I'm going to say real.
It is a real headline.
Oh!
South Korea in May hosted the annual International Do Nothing competitions where dozens participated in a competition of doing nothing without falling asleep.
Ooh, see, I wouldn't do good at that.
You would do terrible. Mm-hmm. You just have to sit there and be still.
No.
They've been doing this competition since 2014, by the way.
It's still going?
No, like, these people are just awesome.
They're wasting their lives.
I think my son is the champion.
Yeah, he just sits there and does nothing. Can't fall asleep. All right. Woman becomes famous for the hawk to a sex move.
Oh, that's a real headline.
Real.
Yep, viral.
Her name's Haley.
Yeah, Haley. Yep. You can become famous too, talking about your best sex move.
Right.
Dog becomes honorary mayor.
That has to be fake.
That's a real headline.
Yes, it is a real. A dog became the mayor of a town on November 1st. Dog Day, they announced it. Dog ran for mayor. That's just where we got. That just goes to show you that, by the way, all those crazy headlines were all real.
Yeah, I know.
Every single one.
Wow.
The Do Nothing competition, your dog being a mayor, becoming famous for your favorite sex move, spin on it. AI podcasts. And an Air Guitar Championship now is what ESPN is airing. Welcome to the future, people.
Wow.
Yep, that made you feel good about last year, didn't
it? Right.
What will 2025 bring us?
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.